Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the second chapter. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed, a preacher and an apostle. I am telling you the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. We might wish that St. Paul had said a little more about the troops since it's Memorial Day weekend, but he only mentions the high positions under which they serve. We can and should make thanksgivings for the sacrifices that our soldiers have made so that we might lead a peaceful and quiet life. Even so, I imagine that most of us want to pray for the troops much more personally than that, not on account of their office, but because they are our friends or our neighbors or our family, because they are our fallen. Well, prayers for our lost soldiers certainly belong to this command of God also. And yet, as Paul commands, the church will never cease to pray, especially for all of those who are in high positions. The Bible emphasizes leaders and rulers in particular. And that means that we are to pray for Donald, our president, Mike or JB, our governors, and to do that whether they are godly or wicked men, whether we voted for them or not, whether we believe that they are leading well or not. In fact, if you believe that a president or a governor or a judge is leading poorly or even wickedly, that's actually all the more reason to pray for him. The high positions are not to be left out by us. And Paul tells us why, because God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And for this, Paul was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And so, he desired that in every place the men should pray, as he says later. The church prays not only for her members, but for the world too, for presidents and justices and soldiers, for Jews and Gentiles, for all people. And not least of our prayers is that all would come to the saving knowledge of the truth. That is, come to Jesus Christ, the only mediator and righteousness before God. Only He can create such faith. Only He can save. That's why we pray. Now, we should use caution whenever the church is invited to pray by those in high positions, because we can be confident that just as the Supreme Court actually opined in their ruling Greece versus Galloway, rulers in high positions will ask the church to pray, mostly in order that they may lend gravity to the occasion and reflect values long part of our nation's heritage. And that's not what prompts us to pray at all. We pray because our Lord invites us to pray. We pray because through his blood and merit we have a gracious God who is actually well disposed to us, who bids us to call him Father, as we heard last week. Or as Jesus puts it in Sunday's gospel, the Father loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. That's the gravity of the matter. Not our speaking to God or speaking in the presence of others, but his great majesty into which he invites us through Jesus. The political estate may have its reasons for co-opting Christian prayer where it suits a civic religion, but we should remain cautious of being co-opted. Because Christ is likely to be welcome at civic religion so long as his present remains subservient to it. But he may be very unwelcome if ever his people's words seem to challenge it, or even seem to be trying to win someone over to him, which is, in fact, what Paul himself did when he stood before Festus. Our prayers are, in fact, much worse than what they fear. They are much worse than proselytizing in this sense, because our audience isn't those rulers standing by. Our audience is God himself, and he is strong to save. Rather than some sales pitch toward other people, when we pray, we supplicate God himself to drive home the knowledge of his truth and to save them. And it has to be so. We have to mention his name whenever we pray, because Jesus Christ can never be anything other than or less than the only mediator and savior, as Paul says, especially when prayers are involved. Now, thanks be to God, we don't learn how to pray from courts or from national traditions. We don't even learn how to pray from our own hearts and what they want. We learn from Jesus and his word. Ask the Father in my name, he says. And he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? We'll pray again in a moment, both that God would bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, but also that he would direct and defend and bless and protect our president, our magistrates, and all our people. We know God works all these things even without our prayer, and yet we ask him. We ask him not as a political gesture of solidarity, either towards troops or kings, but we do it that our joy may be full, that we also may enter into the joy of him who endured all things for our sake. Our Lord loves to give health and life, and he loves even more to save. And this very thing we ask in accordance with God's will and with his apostles' command, and we do it for the sake of a sacrifice, more costly even than the lives of soldiers who are dedicated to their nation. We ask it for the sake of Christ Jesus, who gave his life as a ransom for all. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.